All right, we are here. We are Galexis and welcome. Today we speak on the topic of love. Perhaps it's, you can think of it in honor of St. Valentine's Day. But actually, it is about a greater kind of love. A great love. Calling a great love into your life. Now we're going to focus on romantic love. Love that is between two people. Intimate, rich, deep bonding. That kind of love. But you can also use these same ideas, strategies, and information that we're going to share with you, as well as the meditation and the processes, in order to find friends, business partners and associates, or any kind of partnership, any kind of close relationship situation that you desire. So, first of all, we want to start out with that most people who, when they hear about having a great love, having a wonderful love, having a fabulous lover, someone that is truly for them, most people slip and slide automatically back into that time period known as adolescence, when the first ideas of what a relationship would be, a love relationship would be, and all the newness of it, all the passion of those hormones pumping through one's body. Adolescence, that time where you're just thinking about love and sex and you're passionate and everything's intense. During that time, and in association with others of your particular age limit, age group, you got the idea about what romance was. Maybe you had a friend who was dating, or maybe you had older siblings that dated. Maybe you were exploring, trying to get close to someone. Maybe you had a crush on somebody. Whatever it was, media through TV and books and movies pretty much gave you an idea of what romantic love was supposed to be. It was very gender defined. The guy had to be very manly. Gals had to be very demure. They had to be very nice. They had to be nice girls. There were ideas about bad boys and bad girls. And that was very intriguing because down deep underneath, every adolescent thinks of themselves as having that bad boy side or that bad girl side, desiring to be wild, to be free, to be passionate, to take that passion as far as it can go. And so under this type of emotional intensity, your ideas about what love and romance would be, and perhaps your fantasies about what a bonded, committed relationship would be, or marriage, or whatever long-term might be, were definitely oriented to the adolescent point of view. And the adolescent point of view, very much a Romeo and Juliet type of thing. It is so important, you would die for it. And there's this overwhelming sense of passion and you're willing to sacrifice everything and you think it's forever. And as you grow and mature, you discover that a lot of your original ideas just didn't pan out. You went into young adulthood and perhaps you got into some longer-term relationships or got married or perhaps even had started to have children and so on. And the whole idea about love had to undergo some changes. It wasn't that romantic, dreamy fantasy It wasn't that passion picture of sex morning, noon, and night. It turned out to be like a regular life with a partnership with someone close to you. And many people have experienced, and it's obvious by the statistics, dissatisfaction in their relationships. Not just in dating, where you don't have a commitment, you don't have any legal papers or anything like that, and you can just break up, and yes, it can be painful. But in those relationships that seem to be very long-term, there's a disappointment that comes that it's not what I fantasized it to be. Our life isn't what I wanted it to be, because we're dealing with all these day-to-day necessities. But the fantasy, but the dream, the wild and wonderful picture did not die. It just went underground. And so when it comes time for you to call a great love in your life, the first thing you need to do is to look at what your original love fantasy was. What was sex, passion, and love when you were 16, 17? What was it when you were 21 or 22? Because if you can do that, you can pick up in your own psyche what a part of you is still looking for. That part of you that got disappointed with adulthood, that it was too serious, it required too much stress, there are too many burdens to carry, this money thing just never seems to go away. That self, holding and nursing underneath it all, that passion, that dream. You want to find that dream. You want to bring it back up to the surface. Not because you're going to fulfill it again, and that's a mistake many people make. This dream you must be able to let go of. You must also let the part of you that is an adolescent or a young adult flush with the whole idea of what relationships are before you've really gotten a whole sense of it. To get those parts of yourself released, freed from the burden of having to force you to find that for them. Because as soon as you start looking, they come up and said, okay, it's up to you. We weren't able to do it, but you're going to do it for us. You're going to get that perfect relationship. You're going to get that great love. And what you're going to have to do is to say, okay, I'll get you the great love you've always wanted. And that's why so many times when we talk with you, we have suggested that you do a meditation where you go and sit with your adolescent self or your young adult self. Or both. And let them know that you are the adult and you're going to find an adult relationship that's wonderful, that's great, that's grand for you. And that as a gift to them for holding the dream of love alive, you're going to give them what they've always wanted. And in meditation, you give them the perfect life. You give them all the money they can handle. You give them the perfect lover, the perfect lifestyle, everything their hearts desire. And you send them off, bon voyage, have a good one, as they are fulfilling their total adolescent or young adult fantasy. They're not going to be that concerned with you. And you want them out of your hair. You want them away, because as you go into allowing yourself to receive, you don't want to be on the same vibrational wavelength as they, because what are you going to get? Is you're going to get an immature relationship. You're going to get something that might be really have a lot of sizzle in for about 2 or 3 weeks, and then it just kind of fades, and it's like so disappointing. something that people complain about when they go on the online dating sites. A second thing that you do need to do before you can allow that great love into your life is to make sure you're at peace with all the relationships you've had that have been of major mattering and significance to you. In other words, if you've been married and you're still now in some kind of embroiled in some kind of hostility with your ex, then you're going to need to come to terms with that. Come to peace with that. Let it go. And the way you let it go is by getting all your anger out, getting all your rage out, all your frustration out. We have sound files just for that, on releasing anger, releasing rage. And then forgive them. Take them off the hook, because you may still be angry that they didn't fulfill for you what that fantasy was. They weren't the partner you had asked for, that you had preferred, that you wanted. And they give you a lot of grief and a lot of hassle besides. It's not worth the effort. Yeah, it isn't worth the effort. So you let them go by forgiving them, getting all your anger out. And of course, if you're still in some kind of legal unraveling with them about money and things like that, it might be a bit harder to do. But nevertheless, we would suggest you want to do that, right? Because you want to come clean to this. You don't want to take what is unresolved in your past and then project it into your future. And for many of you on a spiritual path, you notice that this is the case. If you don't finish, if you don't emotionally clear an old relationship, well, you'll go out and you'll meet somebody. Wow, this person is totally different. Within 2 months, oh my gosh, this person is just another body, but this is the same pattern. They're doing the same thing my ex did. Shocked, chagrined, disappointed, angry, resentful. You can then end that relationship and swear off dating and mutter all sorts of negative things about those people, for women, you know, those men or whatever, and put them in some kind of category and judge them and sit on in judgment of them and sit back and say, you know, they're all like that. They're just, it's always like that. Oh, gosh. And then now you've got some limiting beliefs set up. Which, guess what? When you finally attract somebody in, is going to confirm those limiting beliefs. Because you do want a relationship, and even though you'll swear, even though you'll make judgments and set up negative belief systems all around relationship, you still want one. And you'll still fall for somebody. You'll still open the door. But you'll still be working on the same issue. So by letting go of old relationships, you clear out all the old issues. With forgiveness, you clear the issue. You clear the energy of the relationship. You cut the bond. There's an energy rope that goes between people who have been intimate, who have been bonded. And you'll notice that, you know, it may take some doing once you break up with someone to really feel totally untethered from them, feel really free to go on. But this is because when you are closely aligned with someone, you consider them your partner, your mate, there is an energy bond. It's like a link, like a channel of energy between your heart and their heart. Now, if the relationship turns out to be a pretty bad one, if it turns out to be codependent, it twisted, distorted, messed up, painful, difficult, fighting all the time, that bond get strengthened emotionally, but it's negative. So by releasing all your anger, releasing your rage at your exes, and then forgiving them, it is with the forgiveness where you say, I forgive you, our slate is clean, we're done. I forgive you, goodbye, farewell. And when you do that, that link, that emotional link between you and that person, that negative link is broken. But you can retain a positive link. Not one for a romantic relationship, no, but a sense of understanding for that person and yourself, and recognizing that person did accompany you on your journey for a while. Almost as if that person was a sibling. You've yelled and screamed and hollered about your siblings, but you can still love them, even though they may be almost impossible to deal with, because you have that link. You have a link there. When push comes to shove, you may feel love. So don't write off your exes and think you've got to get so completely done with them that that you forget their name. No, you'll remember their name. But it would be almost like it was a relationship that happened to somebody else. But it'd be a memory of a period of your life. That's it. No negative emotion will arise. And that's when you can tell that the bond has been broken correctly. And we recommend that. We also did a sound file or a love and healing session on forgiveness. And so we would recommend using that if you feel that there are some people that it would be worthwhile forgiving. And know that the forgiveness process does include the anger release in it. Because once you do that forgiveness, then you are open. You're open to receive something different from what you've had to go through in the past. Now, this is basic metaphysics. You probably already know this. We are just emphasizing it. All right? Once you are free, once you kind of feel complete with the past, and you've let those people go, and hopefully you can send all those negative beliefs that perhaps you built up all around people of that category, along with that, to forgive the whole group of them, to forgive all the men, to forgive all the women, just to forgive them all as a group. And know that amongst those men and women, whatever gender you are seeking, there is someone who is right for you. Now, we've also mentioned at times that people live in an illusion. You live in an illusion. This is a, you know, a reflection of smoke and mirrors, so to speak. And it's all put together for your benefit. So that great love may actually not exist. But by your calling them in the appropriate energetic vibration, you allow your team, your higher self, your soul, your guardians, your guides, mentors, masters, teachers on the other side, to work with you, to align up and co-create with you an illusion, this physical plane, to manifest something just right for you. And they will manifest somebody with a whole history, whole personality. It'd be like manifesting a character for a novel, especially in a novel that goes deeply into people's personalities and the rich details of unique, quirky aspects. Your reality is manufactured just for you. There's no assembly line. It's precise. It's custom designed. Every little piece, every little nuance is just right for you. If you've let go of those old patterns and you're willing to go beyond those patterns, to step into a new vulnerable zone, we would suggest that you will find a lover coming to you precise for you, courtesy of your team, your design team, right? Now, in order for you to receive that, you must claim it, but you must prepare your energy field so that you can radiate the light that tells your world, I'm available and I'm ready. Many of you, if you remember, right before you had got into a really interesting or more intense or more committed kind of relationship, you got a kind of message, I'm ready now. And something just shifted and something clicked and you were open and the magic happened and they just appeared. It's magic, like, you know, a phone call. And you can pick up the phone and be a total stranger. Who created that? You and your team. So it's no different by going to a supermarket and you're getting a head of lettuce and there's a really great person right there next to you that you can meet, just manifested right there. Now, a lot of people would pine and long for a relationship. We would suggest if you pine for a relationship or you long for a relationship and you feel lonely and you wish you could have a relationship, you're putting too much importance on a relationship. You're too scared to go out there and manifest it. And yes, you do have to generally go out your door to manifest a relationship, unless you want to have a relationship with a repairman. You know, you call the in the yellow pages and a repairman comes over. Oh, okay, this is good. Okay, I'll just keep calling repair people. You'll get your house fixed, right? But what we would suggest is that you do need to go out and get your energy out there. Now, the way you do that is that you can go to places where you think that people who are like you, like-minded, might go. Gatherings, clubs, situations, workshops, any kind of thing where you think that they would be, or where you would want them to be, or where you would want to live with them. Right? So you go out there and open yourself up to it, ask for it. Now, in order to set this vibration up, though, you have to understand it's a resonance thing. You cannot put up barriers. You see, there are times you've been hurt in the past, and everybody has suffered wounds. And the result of that generally has been that you put on armoring. You buffer yourself. Some of you buffer with overweight. Some of you just become very boundary-ridden and defensive. Some of you are just become very almost paranoid in a sense, you know, looking around your shoulder all the time to make sure it's safe. And some of you draw lines in the sand. Okay, it's got to be like this, or, you know, it's my way, the highway. All of these energies serve simply to repel the manifestation. You won't get the manifestation if you're pining and longing and defensive and scared and you've got all this boundary between you and someone else. You're going to have to open up to vulnerability. You're going to have to open up to intimacy. You're going to have to recognize that there's one way to protect yourself. Because it can be a hurtful situation. You can call somebody in and say, hey, this person is great, only to get hurt in a few weeks and think, wait a minute, I thought this was my one and only. I thought this was my person. I thought this was destined. And here I am hurting. And then you get angry. Then you defend, attack. So in order to avoid that type of pattern getting set up, you need to be clear of it in the first place. So the first thing to do is to know the basics of energetic self-protection. The essence of self-protection is that, number one, you don't take anything personally. And this is hard to do when you're in a relationship, especially a committed relationship. But what it tends to do is, if you don't take it personally, you can have a little bit of a detachment and also be available without putting up walls. Now, one of the ways to really open yourself up and to let people know that on the metaphysical level, on the psychic soul level, that you are ready and that it's time for them to manifest for you, you want to be able to bring in light from your divine nature, from God, Goddess, all that is, from higher self, from your friends, your unseen friends, your guides, your mentors, masters, and teachers on the other side. To bring energy through from the other side down into you from above. And from there, to go into the heart and expand the heart chakra, the chamber of the heart chakra. To make that heart chakra bigger. Because one of the first things you do when you're wounded, and the first defenses you do, is you shut off the heart chakra so you don't feel the pain, the wounding. Right? So essentially you want to bring the light in there and expand it, okay? Bring in light from the earth. This is the manifestation, is from Mother Earth. She brings everything that is physical. And so to bring it up from the earth to the heart. So light and energy flooding down from above through the crown of the head into the heart, expanding the heart. Light and energy from the bottom coming up to the heart, expanding the heart. And from here, to radiate your love light. Radiate your love. Radiate it. Shine it. Now, to avoid being hurt in an early stage of a relationship, we would suggest that this is enabling you to go out into the world and to experiment, to date, to get experiences with people, to develop relationships and so on, as long as you're pumping that light out, and the light pumping out is more than what you're sucking in, more than you're taking. In other words, you're giving more energy than you are taking, right? This is your protection. You can be very vulnerable if you are pumping your light out and not sucking it in. A lot of people, when they go into relationships, they feel very needy. They long, the longing and yearning and the neediness for a relationship makes it obvious for those of you who've been around people like this that they want to be, have themselves be loved, but they really are afraid about loving. They feel like, maybe I just don't know how to do it right or whatever, but really it's about me feeling safe, me feeling okay about me feeling I have being taken care of by someone. I want to get that love. I got to get that love. If I get that love, then I'll give it. And when you prioritize getting the love, receiving the love, I want someone to love me. That's, you're just taking it in. It's not being sent out. You may be putting out hooks. Come hither, give me some love. But you see, that doesn't work because that's manipulation energetically. So what you want to do is want to give. Your job is to give. Give that love out there. Because when you give that love out there, your vibration becomes so big, so huge, so wonderful that you begin to magnetize, you begin to attract. Like attracts like. Law of attraction. You begin to attract other people who love. But if you're out there, I want to get love, I want to get love, you're going to attract people who want to get love. They're out to get you to love them. And that's what you'll manifest, rather than you finding someone who wants to love you. So being aware of that, know that the more that you expand your energy field, the greater your energy field is, the more brightness, more light, more love that you radiate, the better quality relationship you will manifest and bring in. Now, once you've done that, and you feel that you're ready, your next step is to imagine. Okay, imagine. Kind of put together the new definition of love for yourself. If you want more on love, we talked about the levels of love in a previous love and healing session. But think about what it is that love means to you. You care for each other, you respect each other, you are intimate. You give each other safety in that intimacy. You can be yourselves, whatever that is for you. You accept them, they accept you. Okay, so you're thinking about that. Oh, that feels really good. That feels really good. You're giving and you're receiving the natural flow of life, right? Now, as you're imagining that, don't imagine a form. Most people who haven't redefined love and is still in their adolescent stage will fall in love with the form. You'll get a pretty body. Oh, such a pleasure to look at. But maybe just a terrible relationship if you're not careful, because you've got to get the intangibles first. You want to think about respecting them and they respecting you. What does that mean? How would that play out? Give a scenario where respect would be. Maybe it means that when they say, I'll meet you, you know, at such and such a restaurant at 5:30, they actually show up at 5:30. That's respecting your time and you, them, in the same case. So just thinking about different aspects, what would respect be? To honor a certain boundaries that maybe your mate might have. Maybe they don't want to go and talk about their innermost feelings. You don't want to go out and tell people about what your mate is thinking and feeling. In other words, that's respecting their privacy. They may share it with you, but no one else. So just thinking about respect and then thinking about caring. You really care what happens to them. You want them to be happy. Even if, God forbid, it would mean somehow or another that you are out of the picture. You've got to recognize that love's got to be pretty clean here. You want them to be happy. You're not going to sacrifice yourself thinking that, you know, that's going to get them to like you or love you, that you sacrifice for their happiness. That's very selfish, because you have the idea of what you think is their happiness. They're the ones that get to determine that. Just as you get to determine what makes you happy, and it's not appropriate for your mate to tell you what makes you happy or what you should be doing. Right? Respecting, caring. All right? Intimacy. Being able to be close, not just sex, but to be able to share the most innermost secrets, and it's okay, it's safe. To be able to feel so safe that you can trust that the other person with your heart, with your most tender vulnerabilities. Now, that doesn't mean that you find a partner who's going to be your therapist, No, that never works out. That's an unbalanced relationship. But someone that you can be close to, that you don't have to put a facade on, you don't have to impress, you don't have to dance for, you don't have to, you know, do a lot of work for. Well, if you want to do a striptease dance, say, you know, go ahead. But don't work at it. Because you can be getting yourself off track. So defining love is important for you. What lifestyle would you want to have? Would you want to travel? How would you manage your work and the other person's work? How would you work around the work? How would you utilize that kind of schedule? And what would you do? Where would you go on vacations? What would you do? And also, if you have a conflict, a disagreement, yeah, and that's going to happen. The adolescent says, oh, love conquers all. Yeah, right. You know, that shows up in the divorce courts. One out of two. Love didn't conquer everything. So what you want to look at is, okay, when we have a conflict, when one of us is judging the other or angry at the other or feels bad and is going to express that at the other, how do we resolve that? How do we handle that? And again, in your definition of love, see if you can put in not taking things too personally, realizing that sometimes your mate's just going to have to get some stuff off their chest. And if they are angry or upset at you, or you're angry and upset at them because they're not fulfilling what your expected agenda is, then you need to be aware. You shouldn't be putting all these agendas on them unless they have actually volunteered or they have been willing and they agreed to it. Then that's an agreement. If they break their agreements, that breaks trust in the relationship. So see that you have a relationship in which you trust, where you will fulfill your agreements. You won't make them just to make the other person, oh, how wonderful, just to take them back later. Don't offer what you're not willing to follow through on. And you want the other to be that way too. You want it to be an adult relationship where the full gamut of your emotions, of your life experiences can be shared. All right, so start thinking about that. Then also look at your space. Okay, where you live. For a romantic relationship, you'd probably want to live together. Look at your place. Is there room in your living quarters for another person to come and spend a lot of time with you, spend the night, maybe even move in with you? Is there space there? You would have to go perhaps to a separate place together. But more important as far as space is there actual space, time, space in your schedule to work in a relationship? If you get really busy with stuff and you've really got projects and so on, you might resent it that you have a mate and they want to do some stuff too. And they might want you to do stuff with them and you want to do stuff with them. But then you don't get to do some of this stuff that you want to do. Where do you stand with that? How much can you let go of without feeling that you're sacrificing? And how would you fit a person in? See, there's actually a lot of people are not really made for full-time, you know, in-depth love relationship. There are a lot of people who it just doesn't work for them. They would prefer having kind of a sexy friend that they see occasionally, or to have a relationship with someone who's very busy doing their own thing, so they have plenty of time to do whatever it is that they need to do or want to do, and then they get together. they don't really spend that much time in evenings or something, but maybe weekends, or maybe they work over the weekend and they take a day or two off to be with each other and to play. Or they together fly to another destination and to play there. How would you fit it in to the lifestyle you want, to the projects you want to complete, to your creativity, to your expression? Now, once you've imagined some of these, and these are the intangibles, yes, you can imagine the form that you would, that you know that you would be most attracted to, how tall, you know, their, perhaps their skin and hair coloring and stuff that just really attracts you. Know that that's not very significant. You know, there's people who have what a lot of other people consider very ugly dogs, and they love them totally. And some people just like scratch their heads. How in the world can a person look at this ugly face all day long and just love it? Only a mother could love such an ugly dog. But you see, that dog is inherently lovable. It's a being. It's a being of light, as just as humans are, right? So even more so, a human of any body, shape, size, age is inherently lovable. But yes, you want to put out the idea of what it is that would be within your acceptable boundaries, and hopefully you have a wider range of possibilities available than when you were a teenager or a young adult, where you had to be really beautiful or handsome or so tall or whatever. It's also important for you to understand relationships are not about control. You're not going to have somebody just come into your life and follow your sense of order. It's not up to you to determine all the priorities of a relationship. Or, for those of you who don't really like making decisions, to give all your prioritizations over to your partner. Think about these things. It may be a bit of a rumination. It may be just some, you don't have to think that long, that hard about it, but just look at what it would feel like having a person in your life. If you're busy with your career, do you have time to put into building a relationship? It takes more time than building a business. And when you go to bed at night, do you have a whole bunch of stuff on the other side of the bed? Or is there room for someone to come to be with you? Now, once you have a sense of what love is, how it's defined, and what kind of lifestyle you have, and how you would fit someone into your life, and how you would, and what you would do, and how you would stretch to fit into someone else's, now you're ready to call. You're ready to make that call. And you gather your spirit friends together. You gather your team together. And you make the call. It's an important moment. Time to let the universe know you're ready. And this vibration, this energy, this sense of a relationship that you've just imagined, that you've just created, that vibration you request to manifest in your life. Now, there is a meditative process of this, which we will do shortly. And so, knowing that when you call, you're going to also give your reality a little time to put it together, and you're going to start going out there. You're going to start opening yourself. You're going to make sure that you stay clear of all the old patterns of relationship. You're going to make sure that you're not longing and yearning. You're going to stay on top of these pieces so that you can radiate that love and hold your resonance good and high. And once you kind of let go, don't worry about it. Don't keep getting anxious. Well, when is it? When is it? Where is it? Come on, guides. Where is this person? Let it go. Relax. Just begin to know and trust that it's being put into process for you. That's the way the universe works. The universe always puts together reality that's very precise just for you, unique to you with your unique factors. It takes a little while on physical plane reality to pull all those pieces together and to manifest something. So give your guides a little time. Now, once you make the call, you should get some kind of hint within a few days that something is shifting, some energy is changing, something is opening up for you. But just let that be. Just, okay, I know it's coming. I'm just going to enjoy my life. I'm going to enjoy, be full and complete and radiate my love and have a really good time.